But first, an update on the coronavirus here in Arizona. As of 9 a.m. this morning, the Arizona Department of Health Services reports 3,018 cases of COVID-19 in our state and 89 deaths. Dr. Kara Chris, director of the Arizona's Department of Health Services, joined the CDC in recommending people wear face masks when out in public. Later in the hour, we'll talk with a Valley physician about what makes for an effective mask. But first, Governor Doug Ducey wants certain travelers coming into Arizona to self-quarantine for 14 days. The governor specifically noted anyone flying in from Connecticut, New Jersey, or New York when he announced the new measure on Tuesday. But the executive order, which went into effect early this morning, applies to anyone from an area identified as having, quote, substantial community spread of COVID-19. So how does this work? What happens if someone does not comply? The governor's recent stay-at-home order raised similar questions, and when he was asked how this latest measure would be enforced, he said this.
The fact of the matter is there are teeth to the stay-at-home order. It's a class one misdemeanor. And law enforcement, first and foremost, is going to ask you to disperse if you're gathering in groups larger than 10. And then if you don't, they can cite you.
Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services had plenty of questions for the governor. And we have a few for Howie, who joins us now. Howie, good morning.
Good morning. Or to use a New York response to something about that, forget about it.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were upset about this because the governor is biased against people like you who'd come here from the East Coast, but we'll get into that later. A few complications in the travel order for sure. What are the biggest factors that make this so complex?
Well, there's a couple of things. It starts off with that the way the order is written, it has to do with where the flight originated. So, for example, if you start out in Boston, fly through JFK to Phoenix, essentially, you are considered part of the 14-day self-quarantine group, never mind that you didn't live in New York. But curiously enough, if it's a nonstop flight, if it starts out in New York, goes through O'Hare and into Phoenix, supposedly only the New Yorkers are affected. Then you've got, obviously, the questions of enforcement, of how do you tell folks from New York, given how cooperative all of us New Yorkers are, exactly where to go, and they're going to tell you perhaps exactly where to go there. There's other legal questions within the governor's power. For example, the law does allow the governor to issue quarantine orders. But in general, the law also says anyone who's subject to a quarantine order gets due process, gets to go to court. I don't see any of that here. More to the point, the order that allows the governor to quarantine people, it's really meant for specific people, sort of a Typhoid Mary kind of case, says that the state will pay your expenses. Well, the governor's order says, we're going to keep you in your place you're staying. And on top of that, you have to go ahead and pay for your own expenses. All sorts of weird questions there.
Well, how enforcement's been a question throughout this entire thing. When the governor, with the stay-at-home order, which still had many, many things on the list of essential services, how do you read this, where the governor says, there are teeth, as he corrected himself when he was talking to you. How do we figure the enforcement here?
The enforcement is pretty much self-compliance, much in the same as the stay-at-home order, where he said, well, nobody's going to be out asking you questions, or if they are, you don't have to justify it. You don't have to provide paperwork to say, I am going to an essential service, or I am working in an essential service. And so up until the point someone testifies about it or challenges it, I think what we've got is people saying, okay, we'll go along, or the fact is that enforcement is going to be really spotty. Again, if you've got a flight coming in from New York, even if assuming that it's only, let's say, half full and 75 people get off the flight, what do you want to bet the odds are that not all those 75 people are going to go to their hotel and stay there and only go out to go do essential services, which curiously enough includes golfing under the governor's order. The other part of the order says, if you're coming here to visit, you can't stay with anybody who doesn't have COVID-19. Again, my sister comes out here, I'm going to tell her, no, you've got to go to a hotel. There's so much in there that assumes that people will just go along because he's the governor. And, why would we question him?
Quickly, Howie, who exactly does this apply to then? I mean, so you have this New York, Connecticut, New Jersey thing, but then also, the spokesperson from the governor's office saying substantial community spread, any area with substantial community spread. How exactly are we supposed to parse this out?
Well, this is going to come down to two things. What the CDC decides, and they have designated the three tri-state areas substantial community spread. But we also have other areas where local health officials say they have substantial community spread. And, for example, New Orleans, for example, Fort Worth. For example, I found a county up in Iowa that has substantial community spread. And so the question is the Department of Health Services, in telling Sky Harbor, for example, where, what to watch for, going to be telling watch for people from these areas or watch from flights from these areas? This is kind of a moving target. You know, Chris Minnick, who's the publicist for the department, said, Howie, this is an evolving situation. I think that what happened is they made a decision to announce this yesterday, and I think they're still trying to figure out how to make it work, which may not be unusual for the way some of these orders have come down.
Yeah. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, stay safe. Thanks.
You too.
And we've reached out to the governor's office to ask him to appear on the show. We will continue to make that request.